Welcome to Project Side Effect, listen carefully. 1. The use of Ritalin is not recommended for children younger than 6 years of age. 2. Growth in children can be affected by Ritalin. Call your doctor if you notice your child is not growing properly. 3. Avoid too much coffee, chocolate, teas, and colas. Ritalin with excessive caffeine can cause health problems like nausea, nervousness, insomnia, and rapid heartbeat. 4. The severity level of interacting with alcohol is major. Alcohol should be avoided while taking Ritalin. 5. Consult your doctor if you are pregnant or breastfeeding or planning to get pregnant. 6. Talk to your doctor if you are planning for surgery or taking any MAO inhibitor. 7. Dexmethylphenidate and methylphenidate are very similar drugs. Methylphenidate should not be used with medications containing dexmethylphenidate. 8. When you have a history of depression, mental illness, or bipolar disorder, Ritalin may worsen your psychosis. 9. Do not take 2 doses of Ritalin at a time if you have just missed one. Overdose of this drug can cause severe health damage. Call the emergency helpline immediately and seek emergency help if you do so. 10. Research data shows that in addition to making you more motivated, Ritalin enhances your ability to perform tasks. Common side effects of Ritalin. Feeling cold in your hands or feet. Feeling nervous. Intense agitation. Stress, anxiety. Problems sleeping, insomnia. Pain in the stomach. A lack of appetite. Loss of weight. Symptoms of nausea. Vomiting. Feeling dizzy. Heart palpitations. Migraine, headache. Problems with vision. Heartbeat increase. An increase in blood pressure. Excessive sweating. A rash on the skin. Psychiatric disorders. Feeling numb. Serious side effects of Ritalin. Heart attacks, strokes, and sudden death are all cardiovascular reactions. An increase in blood pressure. An increase in heart rate, tachycardia. Psychiatric adverse reactions, such as worsening of a pre-existing mental disorder. Psychotic or manic symptoms developing. An erection that is sustained and sometimes painful in men. Circulation problems, such as Raynaud's syndrome. Pediatric patients with long-term growth suppression and weight loss.